T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Senator Leahy asked about the Foreign Monuments Clause, which is in Article 1, Section 9, Paragraph 8. He asked you whether it was best characterized as an anti-corruption clause. You might remember that, in terms of foreign influence and foreign interference. And then he referenced the president and various allegations about foreign influence. Since he asked about foreign influence in government, I think it's only fair that I ask whether, hypothetically speaking, just hypothetically, if there were, let's say, a vice president of the United States who hypothetically had an adult son, who hypothetically worked for a foreign oligarch, who then sold access to his father, the vice president, and his father then intervened in a case to make sure that oligarch wasn't prosecuted, hypothetically, would that constitute the kind of foreign corruption that the Constitution's concerned about?
I can't answer hypotheticals.
Well, I thought you might say that, and I'm glad you don't and won't, because who knows, that case may come before you.
Oh, I love me some Josh Hawley right now. Can I just tell you that, Randy Tobler? Welcome into the show.
Mark, that was a brilliant political nuclear bomb that he laid on all of us, wasn't it?
No kidding. How do I fit into this hearing today? The breaking news that apparently at the time, crackhead Hunter Biden dropped off his laptop somewhere and forgot about it. Oops. And now all of the stuff that we've been talking about for a year and a half, because Peter Schweizer broke this story a year and a half ago, the chickens are finally coming home to roost. This is huge. I don't know if you heard what Senator Kennedy said about this yet, but I thought this was one of the best comments from yesterday. Let's go to Senator Kennedy is it Cut 28? Is that the good one?
These accusations are as serious as 4 heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations and these emails.
Yeah, Senator Kennedy is right. But again, I'm glad Josh Hawley figured out a way to pose the question the way he did while many Americans were watching those hearings yesterday. Because, you know, like Denise and Trisha and I have been talking about this morning, Randy, I don't know if this moves the needle for anybody, but it's a verification of what a lot of people have been saying about Joe Biden for a year and a half. He knew this was going on and he didn't care.
Well, you know, less than a year from when a president is impeached for a phone call wanting to investigate what we now know was corruption at the highest levels of a sitting administration. It now comes home with less than 3 weeks to go before an election that, in fact, everything that the Democrats were projecting on Donald Trump, their vice president was guilty of. And it's amazing and mind-numbing that this is not the front page news, the top of the fold headline on every publication across the land. It is not surprising, however, that Twitter and Facebook, you know, somehow found a way to tuck this neatly away, they thought, and they've only brought more attention to their censorship and to their total corruption and involvement with the Democrat National Party. And I don't know. I'm hoping that this does move the needle with clear thinking free-thinking, independent people who may have voted for George Bush in, you know, in 2000 and Barack Obama in 2008. But if this doesn't make an impact, Mark, across those persuadable few that probably still will be the ones that tip the difference in this election, I feel sorry for our country, because that means that, in fact, the majority has now bought into drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Well, you know, Senator Ron Johnson was on fire over this yesterday because his committee released a report on this and the mainstream media ignored it. They act like it didn't matter. Well, after his committee released the report is when this whistleblower came forward quietly to the committee. And unlike the case we've seen with the Democrats, Ron Johnson didn't leak that information. Until the New York Post broke this story, Ron Johnson had not commented on the fact that a whistleblower had come forward. But the guy raised some key questions. Listen. Whoops. I'm sorry. Hang on just a minute. I consistently have to turn my computer down.
Sean, isn't it pretty obvious? What Hunter Biden had going for him was his last name. And he traded that last name, as did other members of the Biden family, to make millions of dollars. You know, $4.2 million from Burisma, $3.5 million transferred from the former wife of the now-deceased former mayor of Moscow.
Yeah, and the thing about it, Randy, is another story dropped today. I've got a link to it up on the Facebook now, also from the New York Post. So the other shoe that dropped today talks about the millions, the tens of millions of dollars in contracts that he also deals he made with China. And there's video of him getting off of Air Force Two in China with his dad while he flew there with the vice president of the United States. He was conversing via email with these Chinese officials about all the millions of dollars they were going to put in his account and how important this was to him and his family.
Yeah, and you read about accounts to buy expensive cars for his associates and their spouse. You read about, I mean, this is the stuff that novels are made of. And yet Joe Biden, you know, claims total, you know, ignorance of it. He didn't know. Now, it's possible, given what we've seen of Joe, that he did know, but he forgot about it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
I'm just kidding.
No. I would buy that argument, Randy, because he probably doesn't remember what he had for dinner last night.
But it's really sad. And it is commendable, though, that while Johnson knew about these details and so forth, did not pull a Dianne Feinstein, right, and drop them himself. I mean, it was an FBI investigation that eventually has opened it up here. But I don't know. I'm literally praying that this does get a lot of play eventually through, you know, conservative media outlets, whether it's shows like yours and mine and some of the of course, the New York Post, but others will pick it up and get this to the people that need to hear it. It is such an overwhelming avalanche of anti-Trump information that is just streaming through everyone's sources, whatever those sources are. This is such a blockbuster. I mean, talk about an October surprise. Boy, we couldn't have asked for a better one in terms of buoying Donald Trump's chances for reelection.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. You know, on a normal Thursday night in October, we'd be talking about a presidential debate tonight. That's not going to happen, Randy, but there will be dueling town halls. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I don't know, but I know who loses is NBC, CNBC, and MSNBC, because apparently they were getting all kinds of pushback from frontline people. They couldn't believe that the executives had arranged to have a town hall with Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're mad.
Yeah, and if they do that, but if ABC does truly do a town hall format where they don't protect and insulate Joe Biden, and I imagine there'll be a way that they'll do that, I would bet you pretty good money. I'd bet you some of that expensive bourbon that you hawk and a nice ribeye dinner. I'm kidding you, that's great stuff. It's great stuff. If Joe Biden doesn't already have the answers, and if they don't have the teleprompter or the cue cards already spelled out with the answers,
this
is another opportunity for him to the lid went on. Of course, was it yesterday morning again after a couple days of more follies when he said he was running for the Senate? This is another opportunity for the people to see that they're electing a guy who just isn't competent. He just does not have it together.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. And you know, it's a problem for the left because Donald Trump's portion of this will get crushed And they're going to crush ABC's ratings. But Don Lemon was so mad about this last night. Listen to 26.
How does that help the American people? How does that inform the electorate by putting those two people on at the same time and making people choose from one to the other? And don't give me that BS about where you can take one. That's not what it's about. This is an outright embarrassing ratings ploy on behalf of NBC. And I am shocked and surprised that they would allow the president of the United States to do their programming and manipulate them into doing this.
Oh, for God's sake. Like CNN would have turned down an opportunity for that ratings bonanza. Are you kidding me?
Right, right. And it's all NBC has the misjudgment in this. What about ABC? They're doing the same thing. I mean, it's a goose and gander thing. I see no problem. If Don Lemon wanted to have any credibility and try to regain any of it, because he's lost it all among any clear-thinking person, he'd be calling out the Commission on Presidential Debate and calling them a one-sided pro-Biden organ of, again, the Democratic National Committee that needs to be abolished and abandoned and let the two opponents duke it out however they choose fit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll look forward to that tonight. At least we'll have something to watch, and we can all play a drinking game with the expensive bourbon on how often they lob softballs to Joe Biden and try to avoid the name Burisma or Hunter tonight during that town hall.
Yeah, if we each took a shot of Four Roses after each Biden gaffe, we'd be drunk after 5 minutes. Are you kidding me?
I'm
be all
you.
Over.
I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely. Randy, have a great week, my friend. Thank you.
All righty, you too. See you later.
You bet. Dr. Randy Tobler there, host of The Randy Tobler Show, Saturday mornings.
Get more at 971talk.com.